Hello and welcome to episode 308 of Sprinkles and Geek Combat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we didn't go see a movie because everything stayed away from Endgame. Like, there were a few movies that came out, but nothing that I was like, eh. Like, Long Shot came out, Seth Rogen movie.
I sure really wanted to see that one.
Sure, I don't mind, but like, I can wait.
I saw Endgame 3 times instead of seeing Long Shot.
Jesus.
Yeah, I just saw one again today, so. Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Good lord!
Yeah. It's actually rewatchable, by the way.
Huh. Is it?
Yeah, we talked about it before, not in the spoiler-free one, but like how our concern was that the original Avengers, the first portion of the movie is slow. It doesn't feel slow the second time through, and the movie actually feels faster watching through the second, third time. But the main reason I saw it so many times is not just because, hey, I liked it, I did. But one, I saw it right away because I wanted to get away from the spoilers.
Right.
And I did that Dolby. And then the second time I saw it, I was going to see it with Jackie. Again, saw Dolby. The third time I wanted to see it is I really wanted to see it IMAX. And I really wanted to try it in 3D because after I saw a preview of it in 3D, and that's why I was concerned. I was like, this looked really good. But it was all the slower scenes, which is like... the ones you see in the trailer.
That last 40 minutes to an hour is fighting and nothing but fighting.
And it's not it's not terrible. Like, the 3D is... How about this? You can skip 3D, obviously.
Right.
Like, it's not the necessary thing, but motherfucker, see that shit in IMAX. Like, it's funny because as I've seen the movies, each of them has been a different experience. The first time I saw it, the sound was off for Dolby, I feel like, because the second time I saw it, I was like, oh my god, this is so much better. But my position was a little bit different in the theater. But the first time I saw it with Dolby, it was like, god damn, the audience was on key. Again, it felt like I was at like your favorite sporting event kind of thing. It was awesome. And it was something like, I won't get that again. Like, when we go see Star Wars on those opening nights, like, it's that awesome, good kind of feeling. Second time I saw it, it was a little more muted. Third time, this last time, it was much more muted. But the presentation of, like, shit, dude. Seeing it in IMAX and seeing it at, like, the AZ Mills one, there really isn't a terrible seat in the house. Like, Sarah and I saw Force Awakens. There is.
Those front row seats are rough.
But that's what Sarah and I think it was Sarah, myself, and I think Tristan went with us. We went and saw Force Awakens on, like, in it there one time, and it was like, damn. But yeah, I've seen it three times, and...
Wow.
I'm done now. Like, I wanted to see the Dolby and IMAX, and I feel like I would go and do IMAX again. Like, I would if, like, wanted to go with friends or something like that, but I'm like, I'm tapped out now. Now I actually want to go see other movies.
I mean, I guess the next Dolby movie for us that I can think of off the top of my head would be Godzilla.
Yo, God, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that one would be fun to see in IMAX.
And that's at the end of this month.
Shit. Detective Pikachu, but that's not really going to be a Dolby one. I don't know, maybe?
Nah, I don't feel it's a full Dolby experience. Like, that I can see in a regular theater, and I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm so biased now, I want to see everything in the damn theater.
I know, it's... Yeah, it's so, yeah. Really, really good.
So that's what I've seen in the theaters. The same thing.
Since today is May the 4th, and we'll get to Peter Mayhew news in a few minutes, yes. I started watching... Episode 1.
I saw all that.
I was just... Because I was like...
Hey, do you have it in 4K out?
It's not in 4K.
That's
only in Blu-ray,
wondering.
But my Blu-ray player up-reses to 4K.
Okay.
And I was like, God, this looks good. And then you can see, like, CGI scenes. I'm like, oh. Oh, this is... Oh.
So, it's the parts... Parts are usually when it's the physical, like, actual practical things.
Yeah.
The moments are when it's
like,
completely digital.
Jar Jar still looks good. Yeah. I hate the character, but he looks good. He still looks good, but you can tell, like, there are really bad scenes where you can see the green screen really badly, and you're just like, why did you do this?
I
remember when you did everything with models and it was amazing.
It's going to be really interesting to see a lot of the movies that we like right now and the movies that we don't like about like 20 years down the line, because we're noticing with stuff like if you watch The Matrix now.
Yeah.
It does not age well. The practical effects they did there were astounding at the time.
Yeah, like,
and they literally set up a revolution of
shit. The bullet time still looks great.
Yeah.
And the fight scenes are great because that they actually did, but like The Sentinels, when they're attacking.
The warping of space, that damn scene with the wind, like with the mirror and stuff.
Oh, that looks really bad.
But it's funny because coming off of, I know we'll get to it, I'm kind of going around a bit, but like coming off of watching something like Logan's Run, which is 70s, right? Mm-hmm. So you can see it and you're like, there are like jokes I'll say about it a little later. They're like, oh, they're really proud of that effect kind of thing. But will that be us when it comes down 20, 30 years? I'm really curious.
I don't think it'll ever look that bad.
I mean that bad will be relative to whatever the next generation will be. So did you finish all of episode one?
No. I just started watching it. And then we, had to do the home show today and then did cleaning and some painting and stuff. So like it was just something to watch while it was on. And I didn't want to get involved in something like Empire or Jedi. So I was just like, I'll start at the beginning and whatever. However far I get into it.
I don't own any of the Star Wars movies. Any? And I just realized that.
None of them?
None of them. Because I stopped buying movies. I stopped buying new movies when, like, a while ago. I stopped buying a lot of any Blu-rays or anything like that. Because I'm like, at this point, I stopped buying Blu-rays a while back. And then I stopped buying DVDs even way farther back. Now I'm like, well, if I do buy it, I'll buy it in 4K, but I don't have anything 4K wise, so I literally just don't buy anything.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean,
but it's
I buy movies all the time.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, probably every 2 weeks, I buy another movie.
I'm part of the problem. I stream everything, except for the stuff I already own. But yeah, I don't own any Star Wars movies.
How did episode 3 of Game of Thrones work out for you, streaming that?
Mine was fine, but I watched it off my cable box, so I didn't have compression issues. Everyone else, I realized the reason people are having issues... Well,
yeah, it's because you're watching it...
And they're watching it over the... They were watching...
It was bogged down, but, it was... I watched it through HBO Go, and, there were some real Minecraft scenes in there. Real bad.
Yeah, I watched it on the cable box, didn't notice any issues. That's the thing, I watched it, quote-unquote live.
Right.
I was like 9. But it was fine. Huh. That's why I was really surprised when everyone was talking about stuff. I'm like, that and also I calibrated my TV, but I didn't... So I didn't... The darkness didn't bug me.
The darkness
But I didn't see me. The artifacts people were talking about as well. But maybe I just wasn't paying attention because I know...
The compression artifacts were horrendous. But... Yeah. It wasn't too dark for me.
Yeah.
But my TV's... calibrated. Yeah. So I know where everything's supposed to be, and I also have a good TV, and I also have the lights off when I'm watching, so it didn't bother me. I love that episode. Fuck,
I love that episode. For the 3?
Yeah.
I at the end of it, how I came out of it, Endgame, I was like, oh my god, I felt like I was euphoric. When I came out of episode 3, I was like, meh. But I enjoyed it when I was watching it.
I wish more mains had perished, especially because... Like, there are scenes where one of the mains gets tackled by a zombie.
Yeah.
By a horde of zombies. Yes. And the next scene, they're just standing up fighting. And
they edged and it so did that bad.
Multiple times.
That's
multiple
what upset characters, me.
And I was like...
That's what upset me the most, probably, is that they did that edging point. And I know we're on that bridge gap of not spoiling shit up.
Right.
But I mean, it edged you a lot of those. I'm like, you didn't... It cheapened the fights or the tension rather than building the tension and oh my god, this is amazing, oh my god, are they living or dying?
I think if they'd killed a main that you didn't expect would die, the ones that they killed, you're like,
I was like,
pretty much everyone expected the ones that died to die.
Yep.
I think there was a Vegas thing and most of them were on the 2-to-1 odds. Which was the bottom tier of it. And I was like, I don't... If you'd killed one of the mains and been like, hey, this is for real, I'd be like, oh...
Shit.
But I really did like that episode. Hopefully we didn't give away too much for people on that. Okay. Speaking of not giving away too much, we did watch our streaming movie, which was brought to us by Hammer over here.
I didn't realize that. Also, by the way, I pulled a dick move. It was your chance to actually recommend a movie because I did Logan Lucky, right?
No, I did.
You did? Okay. Yeah. I felt like I was doing a dick move. I was like, God, I got time to watch too. We watched Logan's Run. I have never seen Logan's Run.
I had never seen
Logan's Run. Never even at a passing glance. When you see parts of a movie, you're like, oh, I've seen this on TV. Obviously, for many reasons, I did not see this on TV.
Yes, I did not either.
Yeah, it is an aged sci-fi movie.
Let's talk about the plot. So a dude is a...
is a Sandman.
Sandman, which is essentially like their police.
Yep.
And there are... it's in the future.
Yeah.
In a dystopian, kind of like...
kind of like, imagine what we'll be in about 20 years.
Maybe.
Because they're talking about like the idea of they don't have enough food, they don't have enough stuff, yes. So they have to live in a thing, so that's the reason why...
It's that Justin Timberlake movie where his time...
Oh, yeah. Time Out or something. I don't know what it is.
I can't think of the name of it right now. But essentially at 30, you ascend.
Yeah.
And you are reborn into a new life. And then at 30, you
do it again.
But there are...
live, die, repeat.
There are people that run from their ascension. And as Sandman, they have to go and capture them.
Or kill them.
Well, by capture, kill them. So, for some reason, he's 26, even though he looks like he's 48.
Yeah.
And his constant wiggling of his eyebrows when he was acting was just...
acting! Thank awkward. You!
But for some reason, he has to go find a runner, but his time has been taken away.
So...
I
get kind of... I felt like I understood where the movie was going halfway through the movie. Like about half of the movie. Then the other half, I'm like, you're still going.
Yeah.
So.
Like the random robot dude down the...
what the fuck was that shit?
He's like, half man, half robot. Oh, I'm awesome.
And I'm like, they're really proud of this.
Yeah, and he looked so bad.
He looked so terrible.
Out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah, he looked like he's a stroke victim. No, so there's... so I understood what they're doing for a little while. Like, okay, you have Sandman. I understand you have the whole concept of, like, the 30. It makes sense. It's like a doom dystopian kind of thing. Okay. But the whole idea that he takes out a person... and they always have to get the items of the people that are put into a little, like, as they find their runners and they kill their runners, they put whatever they have on them, essentially, in that little analyzing thing. One of the things of the people that he attacked was the had an Ankh.
Mm-hmm.
And that triggered something that was like, hey, you actually might have had interactions with this person. We're going to trigger you, essentially, as you're going to be our secret spy. And it's like the AI person kind of doing that. So that's the whole reason why. And they said, we need to make it real. So by making it real is we're taking away your years. But then everything else happens with crazy cat guy, with
the crazy cat guy. I understood because he's alone.
Yes.
And all the only friends he has are his cats.
Yes.
So I get why he was crazy.
Yeah.
I get that. This movie, man.
It went on a lot longer. I don't understand
the club, the swinger club. I mean, I get
shock value.
Like, I understand maybe it was a sex club, but yeah. Like, why did it have to be in slow mo? And could they not? Why could they not talk? What was going? Like, it was just okay.
But you also get what my thing was making the really dumb joke about early version of Tinder, because people can put themselves on a circuit and then pop out and be like, hey, here you go. That's essentially what it was. But I'm like, I actually think there's a decent movie that could be remade out of this. And I would not be offended by them actually remaking this, because it is so dated in so many ways. Also, I am so strangely attracted to Jenny Agutter. Like, God,
is that her name?
That is her name. I had to go look her up, because I'm like, what the fuck is...
She's
cute. She's not gorgeous, but she is, like, oddly attractive is the best way I can put it.
It's because she was free-balling it the entire movie.
Dude, free-boobin'. Like, yes.
Farrah Fawcett randomly is...
I was trying to figure out why she looks so familiar, and then she was the absolute dumb one, right? There is such bad, cheesy acting...
yes.
...that it feels like it would be in place if you were watching Batman, like the original Batman, which was meant to be... cheesy. It knew it. It was self-aware of what it was doing. Although at the time when I first saw it, I didn't realize it. But yeah, right. That shit was totally aware. I do not think they were self-aware of how
bad this was. I mean, you're right that there's a good movie here.
Yeah.
But we've seen several attempts at it. I was not a fan of this. I was not a fan of any of the special effects. Nope. Especially when they're firing their little gun. And, like, it's they're so aiming delayed. Straight ahead and it fires, like, 4 feet to the right. Yes. And it's all blink. I'm like, what is the fuck is going on?
Also, the one dude, like, when they went to the weird thing where they're, like, cubs and the guy's, like, so excited. Like, he's like, I want to be a Jetson the Shark. I'm like, I'm sorry. No one cares about West Side Story right now. There was a guy who was trying to cut him with a pipe or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, he's like, how old are you? They're going to turn you in, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, just like, huh? Why are we doing this?
But well,
you're torturing
you.
Me.
But I agree with you. Like, it is, I don't enjoy this movie. No. I would love to see someone else take a whack at it. But I'll give it a thumbs down.
Yeah, no, it was a definite thumbs definite down. Definite
thumbs
for me.
Down. And it is a long thumbs down. Like
it,
that movie,
and it's only
felt,
like 2 hours, but it felt like 8 days,
3 or 4.
Yeah, it was. It felt way longer than it should have. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm right there with you of a thumbs down. I can't recommend this. I know it's supposed to be a classic, but just because the movie's old doesn't make it classic.
No, and it's a classic that I never got around to. And again, I was kind of surprised, but now knowing. Because there's a lot more sex and nudity in this movie than I kind of expected there to be, I guess.
There's a lot of nudity, and this is before the ratings board existed.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I didn't even think about that, because there's also almost a subtle nod to gay sex in a way in the beginning. When he had, like, the dude, and he's like, nah. Because he was, like, waiting for, like, someone on the circuit, and a dude pops in, and he's like, nah. And he switches over to the next one, and I was like,
huh. Totally don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah, I was like... It's oddly kind of progressive, okay?
I mean, there might have been, but yeah, no, this was before the ratings board existed.
Huh. That makes so much... Huh. Okay.
Still a thumbs down.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have a suggestion from our listener, Christy, who wants us to watch The Quiet Place 2.
Wait, what?
The Silence.
Oh, the one Stanley Tucci?
Yep.
I do love Stanley Tucci.
So, The Silence on Netflix is what we're going to watch. If you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Netflix... Hulu or Amazon Prime, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Make sure to drop us a little comment and tell us you love us. I'm always cautiously optimistic about Christy's suggestions because usually I groan when I hear what the movie is, and then I think back, well, she hasn't really led us totally astray before.
Right.
I think the worst movie we've seen is that one, like the Game House or whatever it was, the one with Will Ferrell. Wasn't that hers that you recommended, or is that like, not?
The Game House.
It was like him and the chick from...
They're
trying to earn money for their daughter. Yeah,
I think it might have been.
I think that is like the worst, which
but
I'm like, you know
what? I
think
she did it on purpose because she has my hatred for Will Ferrell.
Yeah. And so I'm like, generally, I'm like, she tries to see... She shows us some good stuff. Like,
we didn't want
to
see Mowgli.
No, and didn't want to... And I had no interest or knowing of Grave Encounters beforehand, so...
But Mowgli is the one that...
that was a good one.
Where I was like, I don't have anything to do with this. And then we watched and I was like, oh, this was really good.
So we're going to be watching A Quiet Place with Stanley Tucci. I was curious if they actually released subtly a... whatchamacallit, Quiet Place 2. And I was like, damn, that was quick.
Not yet. All right, so we can get to this week's nerd news. The first thing we're going to start off with is... we lost Chewbacca. Peter Mayhew passed away... On Friday, I believe, or Thursday, or Thursday or
I think
Friday.
It was Thursday.
I think it might have been Friday because it was supposed to be at a. Anyway, but he was supposed to be at a con in Texas that weekend, and like so they still had his stuff up, and people came by and did like memorial stuff and put stuff and signed a little book at his booth and everything. I thought that was really sweet.
That is really sweet.
There was a lot of good fan art, that came out of that, and then there was a picture that somebody took from like the 70s toys, and they had Han and Luke, and Luke has his arm on Han's shoulder, and they have C-3PO, and they're looking over, and you have Leia like welcoming in Chewbacca with R2-D2 on the other side.
Yeah,
I thought that was really 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 cute, and he's one of the few people that you never see him, but people know who he is.
Yeah, and there are so many, like, I know TK was talking a bit about it, but there are so many stories I hear people tell about him that he was, like...
A gentle giant.
Yeah, he was just a good person. Mm-hmm. And he's a person who genuinely loved the fandom, and I know that they've raised... He had a lot of health issues.
He did.
But I know that the fans actually did a lot to fundraise for him to help pay for surgeries. Like, he had knee replacements, a bunch of other stuff going on with him. So I'm like, it's really sweet to see that. I hope, obviously, like, the rest in peace portion of it, but it, like, he leaves a very, like, big legacy. Mm-hmm. No puns intended. Like, he really did, because people, like you said, you wear a giant fur costume, but everyone knows who you are. Yeah. That speaks volumes.
I mean, you can ask just about anybody who played Chewbacca, and they'll be able to tell you Peter Mayhew, yep. But if you ask them who played Darth Vader, like, actually in the suit,
yeah,
few people are going to say Dave Prowse.
Yep.
And you don't see either one of them, but for some reason, like, Peter Mayhew really stuck out, and it's sad to see him go, yeah. And especially because, like, there aren't many left of the originals.
Nope. And it's getting to that point where you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, rest in peace.
Yes, I mean...
Yeah, as a fellow tall person, he is way taller
than yeah. me.
Yeah. Do you ever see his lightsaber cane?
No.
I loved his lightsaber cane. There's a bunch of photos if you look at him. He has a cane, but it's a lightsaber.
How cool.
And it's really badass. And I'm like, everyone's like, can we just take a moment to stop and say how badass that is? And just walks around with a cane. And Peter Mayhew, he's a big dude. And he's just smiling. He's right. Like, yeah, that's right. Lightsaber bitches.
And the next bit of news we have is we got our trailer for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. First of all, I want to acknowledge that this movie is not for us. It is correct. For kids. It looks like shit, but it is for kids. But apparently Sonic looks like a lot of shit, and people got very angry.
Yeah, which I didn't realize as many people cared about Sonic.
They don't. That's what makes me even angrier. Is yeah. People are so angry.
But they won't.
They're not going to go see the movie.
No.
But they're so angry of how he looks that they raised such a stink online that the director is basically having them do reshoots of a digital character. They're going
to
go back
in. Which means the animators have to work at, like, craziest overtime.
Yeah.
And we've had so many stories about, like, the ridiculous amounts of overtime for video game, like, producers, right. Like, game devs and stuff like that. I'm pretty damn certain it's the same for digital animators and stuff. That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then all these people that raised Kane aren't going to go see this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're like, it's not like they're going to make something that ever. One. No one cares about Sonic. Let me just say this. If you're going to see it, cool. I don't have a love for Sonic. I grew up with Sonic, but I love
the first Sonic, but that's because it was different.
Yeah.
I'd never seen a game move that fast.
Correct. And that was the thing
that was all it was. It wasn't the game was great or anything. It was a fucking platformer.
Yep.
But he moved so fast.
That it was kind of nuts.
And then the only other Sonic game I liked was Sonic Spinball. Which was Sonic Pinball. But, yeah.
It was Sonic and Sonic. No, it was Sonic 2 and Sonic and Knuckles. Sonic 2 because I was like, oh my god.
More.
And then Sonic and Knuckles because it was the first time I saw a game where you could plug another game into it on the second. And I was like, what the fuck is this magic? Which really wasn't that insane when you think about it, but besides that, and a cartoon that I dug because they made it all dark
and gloomy. The cartoon was cooler than the games, though.
I never really got into it. I didn't. He looks so off.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie looks like it's serviceable. Probably it'll be like a decent kid movie.
Maybe. I mean, it looks like crap, but it's not made for me, so I don't really. And I don't care about Sonic either way. I'm like, all right, whatever. But apparently, Sonic is a big deal to people for some reason.
I think the internet is just like, again, you hit the nail on the head. These are people that are so pissed about something that they won't even see.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
People are. What else do we want to talk about today?
I know there was the two stuff about the idea of Lord Miller, the two guys that did Spider-Verse, who also did Lego Movie, Spider-Verse, which we both really loved.
Spider-Verse. When did that come out?
Was it this year?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
I think it was last year. Gorgeous fucking amazing movie. But the Lord Miller are the guys who did it too. They're actually got.
It had to be last year because I think it's already out on.
It is out on Blu-ray and DVD and all that stuff. Yeah, why do I still say DVD now?
There's no way it would have been 4 months.
But they got basically, I'm going to say Kevin Feige'd by like Sony. because they really want them to be the people that head up their TV division, essentially, which is kind of odd. What the
hell they're doing.
Yeah, I don't think they know either. They're throwing everything out because Venom was better than it should have been. Still wasn't a great movie, no. But it was better than I expected it to be. I enjoyed it more. Spider-Verse was great.
Spider-Verse was amazing.
They don't technically... They can't use Tom Holland, I don't think, as Spider-Man in their own stuff.
As Venom?
No, as like, in their own Spider-Man verse. Like, I think that Tom Holland as Spider-Man only for the MCU.
Yes.
But apparently them doing... I know they're doing a Spider-Verse, like, TV show spinoff. I don't know what else they're going to do. If they're going to do, like, other live-action shit or what. But they're paying them a lot of fucking money. And it's, like, a 9 to 10 year deal kind of thing. Which could totally collapse so quick.
Yep, and it's weird that it's going to TV.
Yeah, that's the part I don't get either. But we do have, like, the idea of, like, movies or TV shows being just as big budget as movies and stuff like that. I don't know what they're going to go for.
But, like, do you need multiple cartoons?
I don't know.
Like...
And I also don't know where it's going to be. Like, which TV channel is going to try to finance that. I have no idea. But I saw it, I thought it was really interesting because I just want more Spider-Verse because I really loved that movie. I would love to see another thing of them doing other shit. Other than that, I'm trying to think of what else there was. Fuck, I lost it. So I guess it wasn't that important. Yeah, I lost it. Sorry.
We also have more comic book stuff. Ghost Rider is getting a
TV show. Oh, yes, that's all right.
Which is really weird that it's not coming to Disney Plus, it's going to Hulu.
It's on Hulu. And I can only think that it screams of like previous deals. But I have no idea because there's a bunch of...
Well, doesn't Fox own Hulu? Or didn't Fox own Hulu?
Fox owned a good controlling stake in Hulu. So did Disney through ABC.
Yeah.
And now they have like 60% stake in Hulu.
So maybe they're just like...
It doesn't matter. It's still
R-rated and not put it on Disney Plus?
Maybe, but if they're pulling this... They are pulling the same actor or the same character from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't... It was dark-ish...
Yeah, but you're gonna have Bucky.
But you're gonna have Bucky and Falcon, like on like Disney Plus, and that's not exactly a positive, fun thing. Like
you can do that as PG-13 though,
yeah,
really easily.
But I don't think.
I mean, you've done the cat movies as PG-13.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna do. I don't think they're gonna do like Ghost Riders rated R.
No.
Also, Marvel, as much as they did with their TV show, their movie verse, they really sucked it up on their TV verse. Because there's so fucking much out there and none of it's connected. None of it has a good through line.
It's connected, but only like tangentially.
It's connected as it has an M in front of it from Marvel.
And the things that happen, they're like, hey, those things happen.
Yeah.
Let's go like, over here.
Woo. And some of the, like, the incident. Oh, I kind of miss. I miss them doing the I never actually finished the last seasons of the Netflix shows, but yeah, that's odd.
Gotham is done, and so
is it really?
It's done, and so when it comes,
did they actually show Batman in it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh,
all I know is Gotham is done, and I'll go through and watch it and be like, okay, can we just get to whatever you're showing me here? Because yeah, I don't know. I imagine if they did show Batman, I would have seen something on.
I know they were teasing it. I thought
he was well. The last season was The Legend of the Dark Knight or whatever. So like. He's becoming Batman, but I don't know if they show Batman.
I thought they were kind of almost pulling a Smallville saying no capes kind of idea. Right. So they're going to like no cowl or something like that.
Which makes a ton of sense because why would you watch a show about Superman or Batman without seeing Superman or Batman?
Exactly.
The red blue blur.
Oh my God. It makes me actually want to go back and watch it. I'm like, no, I'm good.
I mean, if it had stopped at season 5 or 6, whenever Lex left...
Yeah, because then they did Doomsday, wasn't it?
Doomsday, but it was crap because he got defeated in like a kick and a punch.
It was such a...
But like the build-up was really good.
Yeah.
And Brainiac was lame.
I forgot about Brainiac.
And Bizarro was...
I forgot about Bizarro too.
Yeah. I mean, they brought everybody in.
They did. I mean, I liked the... I remember when they did the crossover stuff, which was amazing. And now you get that almost every year now with all the other Marvel...
they DC didn't have anything to cross over.
No, but they have, like, when they brought Aquaman on, when they brought, like, the...
Well, they ended up building up the Justice League.
Yeah.
Without Batman.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need or Batman. Wonder Woman.
You don't need those people. They're not important.
Yeah. Interesting that's going to Hulu.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing with their TV stuff, but oh well.
So we're going to go ahead and get to the free shit, good shit. We have, first up is going to be Games for Gold for Xbox. Neither one of these
are
They're both
pretty meh.
Fucking.
Well, PlayStation really? Actually has one, but it's.
It has two that I want to play, but not that I'm like, oh.
Which, I mean, I'm okay with because I got enough shit.
I've got enough shit to play.
Yeah.
So for Games for Gold, for the entire month of May, you have Marooners.
I have no idea. I told myself I would watch the trailers for these stuff before we did, and I definitely did not.
Golf Club 2 for Xbox One from the 16th through the 15th of June. Interesting. Yeah. Outcast Second Contact, available till May 15th. Mm. Earth Defense Force, Insect Armageddon.
I mean, that's the one I'm most interested in.
Yeah, probably.
The 360 retroactive one.
Yep. But again, none of these make me...
No. They make me go, meh.
And then what you get for PS4, Overcooked?
Yep.
I'm interested. I'll download it, but I'm not jumping to it. And What Remains of Edith Finch? Again, another one.
I'm really curious
about. I really want to play, but I still haven't played. Like, everybody has gone to the Rapture. And
oh my god, that one. That's a slow burn, but I'm really happy I played Everyone's Gone to the Rapture.
Well, it's. I mean, what you're getting is a lot of walking simulators.
Yep.
And. Which is fine as long as the story's good. Like, I really need to get to Firewatch.
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
I really want to get to that. And I keep forgetting that they gave us The Witness. Yep. And I hear The Witness is amazing.
I even bought The Witness.
Wow.
And I have not played it. That's the sad part. I've played Firewatch and I loved it.
Firewatch is really good.
I've played through Gone Home. Really loved it again.
Yeah, that's another one they gave us.
I did play. I want to play through Edith Finch. I'm trying to remember what the other one we were talking about. I'm almost
Gone Home.
Oh,
they gave us.
Everyone's gone to the Rapture. Yep. Everyone's gone to the Rapture. My biggest problem is that you get lost every now and then. But the sound design and music and feel to that one is pretty awesome. But yeah, I do like the walking simulator games because they're also easier to beat. Like, I can beat them in a day or so.
Yeah.
And there's something about that instant gratification that I'm like, yeah.
The problem is I can't stay with them long enough to, I can't mainline them. And then I'll end up playing something else, and I'm like, what was I doing? Like, I have no idea what I was doing in Gone Home. None.
No, you...
I'd have to start it completely over.
But, I mean, you can't... You do have to be... Those games do require you to be monogamous on them. Like, you have to play just them. Because, like, Gone Home, you meet in 3-4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Firewatch. But you're right. If you do... Lets you play 2 hours, you're like, oh, this is really good. And then you go play a shit ton of Borderlands. You come back, and you're like, where's my fire... Oh, never mind.
Yeah. And what was I doing? Which rooms have I gone into? What have I opened? Like...
Yeah. I will tell you that if you did that for Everyone's Gone to the Rapture, you will hate yourself.
Sweet. All right, so we're
just as a warning.
We're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me, and I wanted to know who was your favorite MCU character, especially one that maybe you didn't like beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple answers. We got one from Josh the Gray, and he went with Cap, mm-hmm. or Josh the White, sorry. He went with Cap, which I can see. I kind of feel that's... I don't want to say it's cheating, because I'm not going to say it's cheating, but like that was probably the only character that people really knew going into this thing in 2008. People had an idea of Iron Man, but people didn't really know Iron Man. I think everybody knew Cap.
Yeah.
Cap was great. They did a really good job with Cap. I hated bearded Cap in Infinity War, and I'm glad he came back in Endgame when he shaved, and I was like, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I loved Chris Evans as Cap is also probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, he was really good.
He plays it really well.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the good Boy Scout.
Yeah, he was really good. We got an answer from TK, and he went with Tony Stark, which is obviously Iron Man.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because Iron Man was, I mean, a character nobody cared about.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know if you can... I think you can... recast Captain America. I think you can recast Thor. I don't know if you can recast Iron Man.
I mean, I think you can, but it's probably gonna take time.
But like,
like the Heath Ledger kind of thing. Or even before then, it was like basically the idea
Nicholson, and they didn't do it for like 20 years.
Yeah. So I'm like, it'll probably be a while, but I'm sure. I don't even know if they're gonna ever go back and try to do this whole experiment again. Like, I can't imagine. I'm really curious to see where everything goes from here.
Yeah. So I am really interested to see Far From Home, just to see what the end credit scene is going to be. Going to be like, okay, what are you going to do? Because I don't think you can do another. It gets into spoiler talk. So yeah. But like, man, it's going to be interesting. And I mean, X-Men have got to be coming up soon.
I imagine.
And I think maybe that's why they were trying to expedite this deal as fast as possible to be like, hey, we need to keep this train rolling.
The only problem with X-Men is, I mean, this is like not even spoiler territory, but like the problem with X-Men is that you already have movies of the X-Men in the zeitgeist. Like everyone knows. Not everyone, but they're very well known.
Did it with Spider-Man. They're
already characters. Yeah, they can. It's just, like, it would be tough.
They just rebooted Spider-Man like 5 years before, and they're like, we're doing it again, bitches. Yep.
I mean, then the same thing with like Fantastic Four, if they did that too. But I'm like, I have no idea what they're going to be doing with their stuff. It's going to be interesting.
I really, every time I see the trailer for Dark Phoenix, I get super angry that they've wasted this cast.
I agree. You got this first, cast you got is first
so,
class.
Dude, I love first class. This cast is so good.
Yeah, and their writing.
You can put McAvoy in fucking anything, and he's going to raise it a level.
You have a lot of really good people.
Dude.
And you have
insane.
A lot of.
Insane! The cast members that they were able to get.
And how badly they squandered them.
Yeah.
Like, I forget that Apocalypse happened. Like, we watched that movie. We watched that movie.
I know. I couldn't tell you what happens.
I can't either.
In. What is it? It's not Apocalypse, is it?
Days of Future Past?
It's Days of Future. Is it Apocalypse? Is the third one Apocalypse?
Yeah, third one's Apocalypse. Because it's First Class, Days of Future Past, right. Apocalypse, and now it's going to be
Dark Phoenix. Is it Apocalypse? Yeah. Okay, I can't remember if that was the subtitle for it or not. Yeah, like, I tried, like, all of them have blanked from my memories. Days of Future Past is...
I remember
bits Days of Future, pieces.
I remember Days of Future Past more, I yes. think.
But I enjoyed it more, even though I didn't like it. I enjoyed it more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this cast, like, this cast is so good. And I hate what they've done with this cast.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, it's your turn for... Oh, no. Who's your favorite MCU character? MCU character. So, you can't come in with Thor because...
No.
Like, it doesn't count. Thor was your favorite beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's also Cap. Like, it's... not Cap out. Ant-Man.
Okay.
And it's not even just, I would say, Ant-Man. I would say... Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, especially in Endgame, but like in his other stuff like that, I love what they've done with him. And he, again, kind of taking the Tony Stark one, because I would agree with you, though. I agree 100% on Tony Stark. That is like how they've made a character that no one cared about. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I'm like, I'm so glad they chose Paul Rudd, because Paul Rudd is lovable.
Yes.
He is smart. He is funny, and he's charismatic as fuck.
Yes.
And he can make you care about a character named fucking Ant-Man. But not just that, like, he's, like, I've actually, like, I'm excited to watch him interacting with other characters, and he almost gets this point where, like, you think about Civil War, he's like, I'm like a fucking fanboy.
Yeah, he is a fanboy.
But it's so genuine, and, like, I was saying, like, because I'm watching through all the movies again, and I got to Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I was saying the part that got to me, I think, that I really liked is they really nailed the idea that they kind of hammered over your head with him saying that he loves his daughter, but by the second movie you're seeing, he's like, no, he does a lot of this stuff, but he genuinely cares about his daughter. And his daughter's the most important person in his life kind of thing. When he's just sitting there and he's like, hey, you need a partner. And she's like, I believe in you, you can do anything. And you can see him go like, fuck, I can do anything. but that's, I loved Ant-Man before, but that made me love the Scott Lang version of Ant-Man. Because Hank Pym is a douche.
And it's pretty much always been Pym.
Well, there's Pym, there's been Scott Lang, there's been another dude who, like, stole the Ant-Man suit, but I never knew about Scott Lang, but I never really read about Scott Lang as much. I knew he existed. Mm-hmm. But watching him in this, I'm like, God damn, I fucking love it. I love Paul Rudd as it.
I really, really, really hope that... I see what I did there. I hope that on the Endgame, like, deleted scenes or whatever, they... like, do the Thanos butthole thing. Where he, like, shrinks down and Thanos is there and he's like,
ooh! And they go plan B and they're like, plan C. And he's like, and then he looks at the camera and he's like, no.
So for me, and I think I said it early on, but it's still Falcon. I could not care less about Falcon. And one, Anthony Mackie is charismatic as fuck.
Dude.
He is awesome. Yep. But like in Winter Soldier, I was like, oh, you're awesome, dude. What happened? Because I don't care about fucking Falcon. Like, who's the dude who fucking flies?
Like, I just
wings. Yeah. So does fucking Archangel, and I don't care about him either. But like, fucking whatever. Go away.
What the Russos did with Winter Soldier's fucking amazing. That movie, like, that shit holds up.
Oh, yeah.
But you introduced, like, you gave us Bucky, you gave us Captain dealing with a bunch of other shit.
Well, and they didn't give us Bucky, because we had Bucky.
Bucky as Winter Soldier Bucky. And then you also had, like, Falcon, and I love Falcon. Like, they're like, oh, we just introduced a character. No, we're going to introduce a character and make you love him.
Yeah, totally. Like,
but yeah, I agree. Mackie is awesome. And he made me love Falcon.
Yeah. And it's...
yeah. Yeah, and I got you.
But, like, I'm hoping that he does more Marvel movies. But they have a TV show coming out.
I'm really curious to see what the TV shows do. But when I heard about that and they said Winter Soldier and Bucky, or Winter Soldier and Falcon, I was like, yeah. Because I think about it back to, I think it was Civil War. And you literally have this scene where they're
fighting
Spider-Man? But they were fighting Spider-Man. They're like, have this buddy cop bullshit thing going on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Or where they're sitting in the car and like, Cap is like, macking with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, they're both looking and going, hey, hey.
But yeah, no, I loved what they did with Falcon.
Like, yeah.
He was the character that came out of like, oh, okay, you can make me care about a character that I don't care about at all.
Yep.
The rest of the characters were at least like, I knew them and whatever. But Falcon was just
He keeps with the Captain America kind of thing of like a dude with a shield. Although a soldier serum kind of thing. Like, he keeps with that kind of motif of like, they're just people with it's more their will that makes them extraordinary than it is any of the extra stuff. Because, like, it's the same with Falcon. He's got, like, a flying suit, but he's like, no, man, I'm here to help out kind of thing. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he's always there, even though he's just a dude.
Yep.
I mean, and that's what makes me appreciate, like, Black Widow and Hawkeye and him. They're just people.
Yep.
Everybody else has kind of got a superpower. Even Bucky, who's, while he's a frozen person.
Yeah.
He's got a metal arm that can somehow deflect everything that shoots even at his legs.
It's called plot armor.
Yeah. Dude, plot armor was thick in episode 3.
I know. I'm sorry. Fucking I heard someone like,
fuck, it was so thick. Yep. But, like, they've made those characters seem human.
Yep.
And superhuman at the same time, which is really tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's yours, buddy.
Stick with the Marvel stuff, as you can't tell, it's been on my mind. I really want to know what... So we've had a lot of Marvel characters introduced. We have a lot of Marvel characters that are teased. I want to know what Marvel character that hasn't been teased or introduced or hinted at all would you want to see coming up in the next slate of movies?
Wow.
As in, I want to see like something new that's going to be added, because as you can tell, that pause... is what I'm feeling, too, is like, what are they going to do next? Like, they have to figure out the next stuff.
But that hasn't been teased?
Yeah.
Like, that's rough, because they've teased everyone.
What do you mean? I haven't teased everyone.
They've teased everyone.
They've teased a lot. No, they haven't teased everyone.
They've teased everyone, except for, like, the fucking X-Men Fox stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get no answers, but that's fine. I'm going to make you answer, and that'll be fun.
Send us your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprink and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis. Again, make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Drop a little comment. Say hi. Or say, welcome to Viagra. This is what it'll do for your penis.
True story.
Yep, true story.
I really want to try Viagra.
Do you really?
I do. I don't need it.
No, but I mean, like...
But, like...
I almost wonder if it would hurt. Like, you'd be so hard that it would hurt. And then what if you're, like... Because
you get 4 hours of just, like, raging...
But You're going to want to be going, yeah, butt stuffing. But you're going to want to go walk around the house or something like that. I start worrying about, like, what if I'm going to close a drawer on it? What if I'm, like, getting some milk out of the fridge and all of a sudden the fridge door closes on it? And I'm like...
With my luck, I would end up taking it and my daughter would come downstairs.
Oh, that'd be terrible. And I'd be like,
there's nothing I can do to hide this thing.
And you're like, shit.
Yeah. And she'd be like, I had a nightmare or something. I need you to, like, come with me. And I'm like,
I can't. I get to be a terrible parent. I can't.
What do you want me to do with this? Meow, meow, go away.
Dude, there's so much people that hate Dark World. So many people hate Dark World.
Yeah.
I did not realize it until I, like...
Everyone hates Dark World, apparently.
I guess so. But I'm like, have you watched Guardians 2? Because I'm like,
Everyone loved Guardians 2 because it was...
not a good movie.
Guardians.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
sorry, I'm going on my own. I really need to sit down and actually just do my ranking shit like
that. Yeah, and if you do it this time, you should probably do it on our website. Yeah, not exactly. Your personal.
Yeah, well, you know.
Imagine if you had done all those reviews on our website, I know, right? And just, like, shared it to your personal. Yeah. Really good. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to episode 308 of Sprank and Say Geeks. Of Sprank and Say Geek, I'm Matt.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Go suck yourself. God damn it. Have a great week.
Go suck yourself.
I'm about to say go fuck yourself, but apparently I could.
If I could.
Like, you know, did we... I can't remember last year if we did... started... Damn you, dude. Jesus Christ!
That's...
Okay. Have you been eating lamb chops? Because that's a fart that never ends.
I'm out.
Oh, my God.